Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, that's what they completed them. That was, I think, 3 or 4 of them. And then they had that play that was, you know, it was just not well executed by us in terms of the pressure on that.
Just got to finish, man. Divisional game. Just came down to the last second, last minute. Just got to finish. Find a way to put some points on the board. They beat us by 5 points. You got to find a way to put a touchdown on the last drive.
So you heard John Harbaugh talking about lack of execution, and then Lamar Jackson in a similar vein. This reminded me of Ravens-Steelers games past, but in Pittsburgh, as the Ravens had self-inflicted wounds, they had calls that didn't go their way, and quite frankly, they were just bad at times, and made some plays in the second half, but came up short. They lose 27-22 at home. They're 3-5 at home this year.
Oh, trust me.
We
just gave away how we're starting tomorrow's show. I was about to send out the rundown. Today we got a lot to dissect. What happened to home field advantage? Yeah. Like, is this the worst series of home defeats ever? Because they've had bad years at home before, but not when they're heavily favored in game after game after game and keep pooping down their leg.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack today.
Yeah.
Because there, and I'm just going to throw this out at the front, there's the officiating component of this, but I feel like it should not get lost that this is a bad football team. Like,
oh, it's a bad football team.
Yeah, like, they're bad. And I think the officiating stuff kind of distracts from that.
Well, look, they are inherently flawed in their composition, and it's all bearing out. They cannot compete, or certainly cannot defeat playoff caliber teams and quarterbacks who have won in the playoffs. That's just a fact this year. All of their wins are against horse bleep quarterbacks, except for Caleb Williams, who's never been to the postseason.
Yes.
And every time they faced a current starting quarterback who's won a playoff game, they've lost. And those guys have dismantled them. And Aaron Rodgers had his best game in years.
It was embarrassing.
At their expense, coming off one of his worst games of his career, in which they were all booed off. The entire offense and defense was booed out of the stadium in Pittsburgh. You cannot win in this league without an offensive line or a defensive line. They put absolutely zero resources into the offensive line and defensive line of any note, of any caliber, all spring and summer long. It was brought up on this show on basically a daily basis. And as the counterpoint that everyone's saying it's the greatest roster and God knows when, what if Ronnie's like in a bad year, and who's going to replace McCary? And what if you've no starting caliber guards and nobody on your team can even remotely think about rushing the passer except for Oweh, and you traded Oweh for a center who's supposed to keep people aligned except when he allows a screen pass to go for 40 yards right in front of him. It's not a good football team. It's not a good roster. And it begs massive questions moving forward about roster construction, about, once again, the construction of the coaching staff, whether or not that includes Harbaugh. It certainly should include the defensive coordinator. Like, they're just not – like, they haven't been able to beat good teams when it matters most forever. And now they can't do it. And they used to be able to do it in the regular season, but not when it really mattered.
Killed them in the regular season.
Like, they're a bad football team. They're not horrible, which means in the NFL, you're going to be alive till the end.
Yeah.
Because you've got to be really horrible to get eliminated before Christmas nowadays with the expanded playoff field and the way the schedule works and everything else.
Hey, they still control their own destiny.
But, like, when you routinely get mauled at the point of attack on both sides of the ball, and the other team's offensive line, even a bad offensive line, does a better job protecting and creating holes in the run game than yours. And the other team, even the Cincinnati Bengals, who have no pass rush, has a better pass rush than yours. You're not going anywhere. But it's by design. It's how they were built. Oh, yeah. And you collect a whole bunch of mediocre defensive backs. How many distinguished themselves yesterday?
That'd be zero.
There you go. But keep building your team that way because you're football geniuses. Peter King thinks so. Albert Breer thinks so. Everybody else who sucks from your teat thinks so. But you're kind of fraudulent because you can't beat real quarterbacks. And guess what? In the playoffs, you never really could.
Yeah, that was a bad loss yesterday. You had an opportunity to really kick the Steelers while they were down. And all the controversy that was surrounding Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, it just seemed like they were ripe for a win yesterday. And you had the extra time off.
Yeah.
But yesterday was a microcosm of the season. Ravens started the year slow, 1-5, and then they were able to fight back to where they're at now. But you were down 14 points at one point. You were down 11 points in the fourth quarter. We were talking about how bad this Steelers defense was. You scored 3 points on your first four drives. How much have we talked about the red zone issues for this offense and short yardage?
Bottom three first half offense in the NFL since week six. How long have we been talking about that?
You were 2 for 6 in red zone opportunities. You had an opportunity in short yardage to punch it in, 3rd and 2.
How about that
at the 5-yard line? Illegal formation. You're stubbing yourself in the foot. Defensively.
Wait, back up. Because the illegal formation, they declined it because the play was so bad.
It was a loss of 3.
The play was so bad that Derrick Henry lost 3 yards.
3 yards per carry in the first half again. More Derrick Henry. Watt was all over Derrick Henry. They knew what was happening. They knew what the game plan was. And they suffocated it.
Defensively, Rodgers looked like he was 42 heading into that game.
Yeah.
And they hadn't completed a downfield pass in a month. They did it on their first play.
Yeah.
That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. That's them telling you, we know that you're a Fugazi fraud-ass defense, and we're going to show you because we're going to do something against you in your place to start the game that we haven't been able to do all year.
5 plays of 25 yards or more.
Yeah. And four of them were downfield throws. And the fifth was the Warren play.
Nonstop. Bateman with a key drop. But really, the thing that blew me away was just the horrific management of that last possession offensively.
But Bone,
Ravens had the ball.
That's who they are.
Yeah, but I said it's a microcosm of the season.
Like,
Ravens had the ball at their own 26 after a penalty on special teams, the punt return, 1:56 left. They were penalized for holding, then ran 4 plays for 26 yards, ran off 1:25.
Shameful.
For 26 yards, and they blew their only timeout.
Yeah.
Like Zay
but there's
Flowers
never any urgency from them. Like, when they're supposed to be fighting for their season, they sleepwalk. I've been saying it all season long. It's part of the reason I'm saying get Henry off the field. At least you'll have some. Go to a 2-minute look. Like, wake up. Have some urgency. Act like you care. Like, have some pace. Have some tempo. They are asleep at the wheel all the time. They're all in a fog. And you know what? They all believe their preseason hype. Everybody's saying it's such a great roster. Everybody's saying they're going to the Super Bowl. Like, they look like a team that still has its head in its clouds, like it's all just going to happen for us. All we have to do is show up. That's how they start games. That's how they start the second half. And now that's how they approach blatant 2-minute situations.
By the way, taking a step back, they should have had the ball at the 46-yard line with 1:56 and 2 timeouts. And Keandre Jackson gets called for a hold. They're back at the 26. Then they get another hole.
Yeah.
So instead of being at midfield, they're at the 16-yard line. And they have showed no urgency in that whole
thing. And Lamar's dinking and dunking. Yes. And like, I mean, it's a look. It's a bad operation. It's a bad product. It's been an especially bad product at home. And you guys were sold a bill of goods. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
I bought it.
There's no, you can't go on television, right, and say, I got this pill that's going to make you skinny for the rest of your life. Or when you try to do it, you get sued. Like, there's some ethics, like, there's some standards, like, there's truth in advertising, right? But there's none in professional sports. And these two professional sports organizations in this town get off on deceiving you, on saying ridiculous things out loud that we call them out on, but not many people do, on literally treating you like fools. No, pass rush. No one appreciates pass rush more than us, but there's 115 NFL players who have at least 3 sacks for their team this year. None of them are employed by the Baltimore Ravens. Like, no, you don't appreciate it. Like, oh, we go cash over cap all the time. No, you don't. You're actually pretty cheap, and you just proved it again because you're paying a 30-year-old who can't produce in the clutch instead of paying the kid with upside because you're going cheap again, just like you went cheap by running it back with Van Noy instead of getting a real pass rusher who should be better than Van Noy because Van Noy's cooked. Like, they do it time and time again. Jair Alexander, when they need a pass rush, they think they can get away with it, and they will get away with it. But it's all BS. It's like the Orioles meeting with Alonso and this or that and in on that. They're just playing you to sucker you for your money. But they're not really trying to do everything they can to win. DaCosta said the quiet part out loud. I don't have much of an offseason this year. I mean, next year I got a lot to do. But this year we're in pretty good shape. That's not we're going to do everything we can to maximize our return, to get better in roster spots 1 through 53, to finally get over the top while our quarterback's on the right side of 30 and in his prime. No, they're not even pretending it's about that. But they're going to whisper to everybody in the media about how great they are. And everybody's going to give them an A for their offseason. And everybody's going to give them an A for the draft. And then they're going to keep building teams the way they want to build it. And you'll wonder why they can't beat real teams when it matters most. They're not built to beat real teams when it matters most. They're built to be good enough to get all the money they can out of you and to stay employed. Because guess what? No one's heard from the billionaire in years.
We have a huge Monday show, and we will be analyzing this football game and basically the future of this season in light of the loss to the Steelers all day until 6 o'clock. Guess what? It's our usual Monday guest. We'll talk to our buddy Jonas Schaefer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Banner. He was there yesterday. He joins us at 4. And Cordell Woodland was sitting to my left as we watched the Ravens lose to the Steelers yesterday. He joins us at 5.
It's going to be a football-heavy show, folks. Bad weekend for the Terps.
We'll get to it
tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Orioles hot stove, baloney. We'll get to it tomorrow.
Hey, well, maybe the Orioles have a big signing while we're on the air today, and we'll be here to announce it to you. Coming up next, though, the officiating component of yesterday's game. By the way, we'll take your calls at 245, 410-583-1057. Was that a touchdown to Isaiah Likely? Sure looked like a touchdown. We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, the explanation was a third foot didn't get down before the ball came out. That's what they said. You know what? I believe a lot of things. I think the play with, I think the Aaron Rodgers play. I mean, just talking about rules here. It's not an officiating issue. It comes from New York. But, you know, when you're making a catch, you have to survive the ground.
I did not. But I know sometimes, you know, in the effort to get it right, they'll signal it a touchdown and give it the benefit of the review. But, no, I didn't think it was a touchdown.
Yeah, of course you didn't. Mike Tomlin, after the game, didn't think it was a touchdown. Everyone else thinks it's a touchdown, except for the one guy who matters, which is the review, the expedited review, said that Isaiah Likely's touchdown was not. And by the way, to John's point, I thought that the Aaron Rodgers thing was going to be one of those goal line situations where you can't see the ball, so you're not going to overturn the call on the field, because there was no clear view of the ball, but they overturned that as well. Alas, Isaiah Likely's catch in the end zone that was ruled a non-catch, I thought it was a touchdown. Did you?
When did the third? Now, I mean, this league, it never ceases to amaze me. Yeah.
If you catch a ball on the sidelines, you don't need a third. Like,
well, and I understand that certain things are different in the end zone, but the idea of a move or a football move, watch him outstretch his arms even further to make it harder.
Yes.
For the DB to punch, like that's
so a move.
It's foot. Maybe simultaneous with the third foot, maybe not, but he's making moves. He's twerking his body, and he's extending his arms after having already secured possession to make it more difficult for a ball to be popped out. That's eventually popped out. Is a new one. I got to say, nothing surprised me with this league when it comes to officiating, because they're making it up as they go along, and there's no accountability, and there's no transparency, and they've got major, major replay issues. But that was crazy. I'm 53 years old. I'm 52, whatever I am. And I've been watching this since the early 80s. Yeah. That's a new one for me.
By the way, yesterday, last night, years old, Bone, Kansas City was going to challenge an expedited review. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
When did they? Because the Ravens, I guess, could have done that as well, alas.
And in Section 1, Article 3 of the forward pass, Jason, one of the things defining a football move is extending the ball forward, which is exactly what Isaiah Likely did. What really befuddles me is, how can Likely and the Aaron Rodgers play be the same thing? Because with Rodgers, and John Harbaugh, he mentioned it after the game too, don't you have to survive the ground? Where did he gain possession? I almost find the Aaron Rodgers play...
You never see the ball clearly.
The Aaron Rodgers play, to me, is almost more egregious than the Likely play. Obviously, the importance of the Likely play outweighs it, but it makes no sense to me. He never had possession, and right when he had one hand on him and his knees down, but you got to survive the ground. If someone's catching a ball on the ground, catch, like Zay at the beginning of the game, you got to survive the ground.
There were three key calls in this football game: the Likely touchdown, the Rodgers, and the personal foul on Travis Jones on the field goal.
Yep.
They all went against the Ravens, and they all look like incredibly poor calls. And remember, the Travis Jones one, the Steelers took the 3 points off the board and scored a touchdown the very next play.
Yes.
So that's a four-point swing. Again, I don't want to distract from the fact that this is a bad football team, but those are three pretty important calls, and they all went against the Ravens yesterday.
Well, and I understand, again, that, okay, there could be some delineation and difference between having possession of the ball, breaking the plane of the goal line, and what happens after that. But, you can break the plane of the goal line and lose the ball unless they think you lost it right before you broke the plane and it hit the pylon, in which case it's a turnover. What if Likely called it right at the goal line?
Yeah, and then brings it over. Then it's done. Play's over.
But are we sure he didn't? Because I don't even know that we were... when's the point where he first... are we, do we really... I guess what I'm saying is, Do we need to start distilling everything down to a nanosecond to find? Because if, like, that was close enough to me to the goal line, then I'm thinking, well, what if he first gained possession, like, right at the goal line
and then
brought it in? Yeah. You know what I mean? Nobody's looking for that, but it's like, I just think we've lost touch with sort of common sense and, like, almost reality. Tony Romo played quarterback in the NFL. I'm not going to say he's the brightest bulb in the world, but he thought it like he thought it was a touchdown.
Yeah.
How many games has Nance called?
He thought it was a touchdown.
Thought it was a touchdown.
Hey, Shannon Sharp, who played here and was on that Super Bowl team they honored yesterday, he did bring up a point, but he thought it was a touchdown too. And I thought of it in real time. I think I said it to Bone. Like, why didn't Likely bring it into his body? Like, because he probably, if he brings it in, and Shannon Sharp tweeted this, like, right after, why didn't you bring it into your body? Like, if you do that, you probably don't get it stripped. Now, again,
I think he brought it out because he felt the guy around him, and he's thinking, I got longer arms than him, and I only need to, all I need to do is get possession, 1 foot, 2 foot. I'm going to make sure he doesn't strip me while I'm in the 2 foot. Now, he strips him somewhere between
2 and 3.
At the third foot, maybe a nanosecond before the third foot, maybe a nanosecond after, depending on your nanoseconds. But, like,
when do we need a third foot?
Honestly.
Yeah, because especially for years, my understanding, and yours too, because we're from the same era, once the second foot is in the end zone, the play's over. Like, that's what I've been told for 100 years.
Nothing really mattered after that.
After the second foot, it's a touchdown.
And then if you want to say second foot and football move, how is extending your arms to get away from somebody not a football move?
Yeah.
I just, with a play that close, and the call on the field was touchdown.
Yeah.
To overturn it, I just, that... And the Aaron Rodgers
call was
a pick.
And please show me a viewer where you can clearly see the football.
It also looked to me like they kind of had Steratore sit this one out until they saw which way the wind blows.
Yeah.
And then he kind of came in afterwards and like soft confirmed it.
Yeah.
But I think they're kind of getting sick of their broadcast partners who actually have better officials than they have in the league office because they wouldn't pay those guys enough to stay. They went and got more money from the broadcast networks because the $20 billion a year revenue NFL wouldn't pay to keep them. That's why Blandino's not there anymore. That's why Mean Gene's not there anymore. That's why Pereira left, right? So now they're getting called out by those guys. McCauley in real time. They don't want that anymore. So I'm sure they're leaning on them in the truck. Wait. Let us put it out for it. Like, come on, man.
He did, and Ben reminded me, Mayor, Gene Steratore was fighting people on Twitter about that call. He was defending the call on Twitter this morning. So for what that's worth.
I
gotta defend the shield.
Man, so we're back to not knowing what a catch is and what a touchdown is what a football move is.
Hey, honestly, I'll take it a step
further.
But I
know what a loss is, and they had no business losing this game regardless of that.
They're good at losing.
At home, especially.
Yeah. I thought the ball moved on Zay's catch early. I thought the ball moved on DK's catch down the sideline, too. But I guess that doesn't matter anymore either. So, I know less about what a catch is now.
I thought the ball moved on Petrie's interception last night and hit the ground.
Yes.
Sometimes it matters, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. Man, the more we know, the
less
we know.
Just depends on who's sitting in the league office that day. Depends on who's in that officiating room we know nothing about.
Coming up next, it's a Monday after a game. We got 2 6-packs. Coming up next, it's 6-pack of defensive observations. And the defense was offensive most of the game, but we'll give you our 6-pack next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Six pack time. Six pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to goodfeet.com for more details. Six pack of defensive observations. And by the way, Ben, let's get started.
Number six.
My six is, and kudos to one Jason Lock and four, because he's been calling this since summer. Kyle Van Noy's cooked. What did he do yesterday? I know I saw him on the football field, but he didn't do anything. Statistically speaking, he had two tackles, one solo. Thanks for your time. One pass defense. Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, Bone, as you well know, special teams are an offshoot of defense, as far as I'm concerned. There were some special teams mistakes that had a very negative effect on this outcome. The Travis Jones penalty, that wasn't okay. That's a misappropriation of the league to its own rules, which they do all the time.
Yeah, they do.
But we've got the kick out of bounds.
We've got
the hold on the punt at the end of the game. We've got a missed extra point. All of that loomed incredibly large. And on a day where your offense is still meh until quasi-garbage time or speed it up late when you fall behind by multiple scores, and when your defense continues to get exposed by quarterbacks who have won in the postseason, then you cannot slip up on special teams. And they gave points and precious field position away on special teams.
Number five.
This defense needed more than Jags at the deadline, and they got Jags. They got just a guy, like men who can play in the NFL, who will try hard, but are not special in any particular way when compared to the best of the best. And when your team is in the dire position that they're in, you need more than Jags. And watching Gilman, who's really only there because he's smart, because he understands things, he could walk into that defense because Minter's running an offshoot of what they run, and keep people aligned and be sound fundamentally. But when there's a screen pass in front of him for 40 yards, we got problems. You know, like Draymond Jones, nice guy. He's going to give you everything he's got. There's a reason you got him when you got him for what you got him for. Like, that wasn't nearly good enough. That was going to show up as being not nearly good enough every time you faced a real quarterback. And this guy wasn't even that much of a real quarterback. But, like, it was never enough. And just wait. It's going to continue to be exposed by Jordan Love, by Drake May, by Joe Burrow, probably by Rodgers again if they need that game. Down the stretch. Just wait. He blew the trade deadline epically.
I stick with the Kyle theme here. Kyle Hamilton's your best defensive player. We talk about him as a defensive player of the year kind of guy. Where was he yesterday? I other than the high-low hit on the 400-pound tight end, I don't remember seeing Kyle Hamilton make a play in this football game.
Number four.
Chunk plays. They were giving them away like candy. It was like Oprah. We talked all week about the fact that Aaron Rodgers is allergic to throwing the football down the field. He had four plays down the field of 25 or more yards, five total plays of 25 or more, but one was that disastrous screen pass, which I'll get to. It deserves its own segment, but this was a joke.
My four is Roquan and Hamilton got exposed. So, like, the one tight end they throw to gets a concussion or whatever early in the game and leaves.
In his ankle.
Freiermuth, we all know, we documented it. Like, he's got Ben going on the radio saying this quarterback and this coordinator don't want to throw to Freiermuth. So, like, they were going to throw to the two running backs. And they're going to throw to them on wheel routes, and they're going to throw to them in the slot, and they're going to throw to them out in the flats where Hamilton and Roquan should be. And they combined for like 80 receiving yards and a game-breaking screen pass?
Yeah,
it's not nearly good enough from Roquan to Hamilton. That's the two highest-paid guys in your defense. The only two highest-paid guys in their prime left, because I don't think Matabike is ever playing football again. Like, your season's on the line. One solo tackle for Kyle Hamilton and like three for Roquan? Okay. That's $40 million right there, folks, against a horrible offense.
Yeah, I'll lean Ken. I think Hamilton deserves his own one. I really thought he was going to have a massive game, and you just didn't notice him at all. No tackles for loss, no passes defense.
I got it higher than him.
Three tack, but I'm saying he deserves his own one, yeah, and the okay. chunk plays. And right. the chunk plays given up.
It is the six-pack of defensive observations, and Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
When the offense that we all thought was probably the most washed downfield offense in the entire league comes out and bombs away to Metcalf, who's been pouting for 6 weeks on the first play of the game, that tells you all you need to know about how much teams respect your defense, how much they fear your defense, what they think of your defense. And they think all that because you don't have a pass rush and you've got all these defensive backs who don't really make plays on the football very often. And the fact that they did it on the first play of the game and then continued to do it at every critical juncture of the game, downfield, and then also turned a screen pass into a 40-yard touchdown. Like, you're supposed to be bend, don't break. You're supposed to make them earn it. And then the first time you start seeing real quarterbacks again, like Burrow and this guy, you're exposed. But, like, the fact that they thought they could come out in your barn and do that to you on the first play, Arthur Smith, who everybody thinks is chicken you-know-what,
yeah.
that tells you how chicken you-know-what the league thinks they are.
My three, and it deserves its own because just the level of incompetence on the play is the Warren touchdown. Not only was Gilman out of position, and for the love of everything holy this holiday season, can we stop faking Mike Green blitzing and then going into coverage? Because he's a rookie and he doesn't know what he's doing, and he was a step late. And then
hey,
I don't
leads
know.
The team inside.
Yeah, I know he does. That's why he should be going forward, not backwards. And somebody is to blame for the fact that, I don't know if you noticed it, but Pat Freiermuth was wide open behind everybody. So what was everybody doing on that play that led to the Warren touchdown?
Number two.
They gave up 27 points to the Steelers in the first three quarters. The defense, I guess, locked down in the fourth quarter. They shut out the Steelers. But this Steelers offense, frankly, was not good. What, they score 6 points against Buffalo last week? They got 20, almost 30 and three quarters against the Ravens. That's embarrassing.
Even bad quarterbacks who've won playoff games before and are currently starting in the league own them. They are now 0-7 against the quarterbacks they faced who have won a playoff game and are current starters. Rodgers, Burrow, Mahomes, Allen, Goff, Stafford, and Stroud. They have combined for 15 passing touchdowns and no interceptions, 67% completions, 259 passing yards per game, a 109.6 rating, and Bone, 7 sacks on 269 total dropbacks. That's 1 sack every 38 points. Dropbacks against them. That's a pathetic 2.7% sack rate. You know why you're not getting home? Because they diagnosed the scheme and all the stuff you have that's going to make your mediocre players try to be more than mediocre, because you don't want to pay blue chip players because they cost money. Well, yeah, that's great. And Aaron Rodgers had a 103.1 rating against you, 8.4 yards per attempt, big boy stuff, 67% completions. When you face the Mooks, Cleveland, Miami, Mooks. The Jets,
when
Minnesota.
When do they face the Mooks again?
The Mooks.
Are they on the schedule?
Hey, those quarterbacks, the other quarterbacks.
The Milwaukee Mooks.
Yeah,
the
they're
Milwaukee
undefeated Mooks. Against them. They're 6-0 against the Mooks.
Yeah.
6.1 yards per attempt.
What the Mooks mascot looks
67.2
like.
Passer like rating. 210 passing yards per game, 56% completions. The problem is you don't get to face the Mooks in the playoffs.
The Mooks don't make the playoffs? One year the
well,
Mooks
one of these
the
Mooks is. Because one of these Mooks is Caleb Williams, and he is going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Number one.
Minnesota Mooks.
If they were capable of shame, if they were capable of embarrassment, if their egos weren't so bloated and they weren't so full of their own hype and press clippings that they could actually see reality for what it is, they would be ashamed of the defensive roster that they've built. That is an abject failure of a pass rush, a dude who can't move and doesn't want to chuck it downfield. And it wasn't just me saying it. Everybody in this room said it for 7 days leading up to this football game, including the stupid segment we taped on Friday for the Sunday morning show. Like, everybody said it repeatedly.
Don't go inside radio.
Yeah. He can't move, he can't throw, and he had all day to carve them up.
Stupid
segment. They've got one quarterback hit now in that game, and they've got one sack in back-to-back home division losses and 8 total quarterback hits on 84 dropbacks against Joe Burrow, who hadn't played in 2 months, and Aaron Rodgers, who we all think should be out of the league. Kyle Van Noy is done. Ajabo still getting the handful of sacks is a joke. Mike Green leading this team in sacks when he's had a nothing burger of a rookie year should shame them all. There are 115 NFL players who have at least 3 sacks for an NFL team, including Draymond Jones, who has 3 for Tennessee. 115 of them, and none of them play here. That's failure, DaCosta. Put your sunglasses back on.
My number one is the pass rush is an absolute joke. And the first play of the second half is a microcosm of this entire season and just the failure that is their pass rush. Aaron Rodgers went back to pass. He looked left. He looked middle. He looked right. He checked his phone to see if he got any voicemails.
His fake wife called him. His fake wife called him.
He checked Twitter. He checked Instagram. He called someone. And then he still had time to throw it to DK Metcalf for 50 yards. Like, Aaron Rodgers, who was afraid of contact, had all day to throw the ball and made a 50-yard completion. That's a joke.
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
I think ultimately the number two, and it's not just playoff quarterback.
Their defense is number two.
They've beaten one team that has a winning record, and that's the Bears. They haven't beaten a winning team with Lamar Jackson.
No.
Because Tyler Huntley started that game. Like, and the games that they played against playoff teams, outside of the Bills game, really, They've
been allowed 27 or more points at home 4 times.
They've been non-competitive. The Lions, that was a 1-score game, but that was a garbage touchdown. They scored late. The Chiefs blew them out. The Texans blew them out. The Rams won by 2 touchdowns.
0-7 against quarterbacks who've won a playoff game.
But I'm just talking in general.
Are currently starting. I'm taking Flacco out of it because they liked him so much they traded him for a 7th-round pick the next day.
Yeah.
And he's not starting anymore because Burrow came back, and that's the real starter there.
We'll come back and hear from the people. 410-583-1057. How you feeling about your Ravens? They take on Cincinnati on Sunday. That should be fun. Ravens lose. They're 6-7. We hear from the people next here on The Fan. Time to hear from the people. And, man, they phone lines are packed. 410-583-1057 is how you get in. And let's go right out now and start with Larry. Larry, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey there.
How you doing? So I have a question, not really a question. So do any of y'all ever notice whenever the Ravens play, you know, the best of the best as far as quarterbacks, it seems like the offensive coordinator always want to get into a duel with the quarterback, knowing that's really not the strength of the Ravens. You know, we like a run-first football team. You know, it seems like whenever we play the upper echelon quarterback, you know, that's what it seems to me. And it's been a trend for the last few years now. When we play Mahomes, when we play Allen, you know, all them type of guys.
Appreciate the call. I don't know that Aaron Rodgers yesterday was upper echelon quarterback.
I don't even think that really happened yesterday. Like, if we want to go to the AFC Championship, you know, with the Chiefs, but Henry had 25 carries.
They ran him 11 times in the first half. He had 34 yards.
Yeah. It was his biggest.
Their first down rushing EPA in the first half was minus 0.10. Like, Watt was all over it. The Steelers were all over it. They weren't going to let him take it away early. Lamar's legs were better, but it's still not really Lamar. And they dared him to win downfield.
But they stuck with the run.
Yeah, he had 25 being down.
And they touchdowns. Stuck with the run. Yeah, yeah, even when they were down.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
He was a plow horse.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He didn't win. He wasn't a difference maker.
No.
And they weren't going to let him really be a difference maker.
I think the caller was saying that, Lamar, it was just drop back. Like, that wasn't the case.
No. And look, if Mitchell, we haven't mentioned this yet. If Mitchell doesn't get hurt, they might win the game.
If Mitchell doesn't get hurt, he scores on that run. He slowed down now.
Yeah, I thought no way was he getting caught there. Like, I'm like, no way is he getting caught there.
You saw the hitch. Now, Harp said he's day-to-day. He said they got good news on it. So we'll see.
But, you know, again, the problem with him is that frame all these soft tissue things. It's like, how many weeks in a row can we go before?
Yeah. Ron's in Owings Mills. Ron, you're on the fan.
Kenny, Jason, Barbalacha. It's always hey there. How are you? I like that you guys are on YouTube. I just want to say that. You guys look good.
Get to see our handsome faces.
I'm waving to you right now. Are you watching? Are you multitasking?
I like the 105.7 The Fan sweatshirt. I got to get me one of those.
Thank you.
Oh, Bones.
Bono will give it to you and go topless.
Yeah. Bone, take your shirt
off. That's fine. That's fine. All right. So here, this is what I want to say. They don't show up in the first half of games.
No.
It was a staple of Mark Turgeon teams. They're slow paced. They're sloppy.
Yeah.
So here's my
thing,
guys.
Callback.
I just, in the sports opinion business, you have to take a side. You can't just say, oh, let's see. Sure, we're going to see what happens the next four games. But you have to take a side. You're either, do you believe John Harbaugh is the right guy to take this program moving forward, or do you not? I personally want... I've always said, prove me wrong. I don't believe he's the guy to take this thing moving forward. They are a situational football nightmare. That's how they lose these games. They outgame the Steelers every time in these games. It's coaching and situational football. I do not believe he is the right guy. They are a mentally weak football team. That's why they wilt. They wilt in these ball games. They wet their pants. I need a new head coach. Again, John's going to be back for the Ring of Honor. He deserves that, and he's going to be back. I understand he won a championship, but it is beyond time. They need a new voice, a new coach with leadership, and they need to get better veterans on the team, too, that are mentally and physically tough. I want a new head coach. That's all I got.
I got no problem. Just get a new GM. Reboot the whole thing. Yeah. And you know what? You could also say, Ozzie, thank you for your service. Like, you want to change the culture? You want to rip the heart out? I'm fine with it. Don't do it half-assed. Don't let this guy pick a coach, or be careful what you ask for.
Because
he's going to pick a puppet.
410-583-1057. Let's grab Chris. Chris, you're on the fan.
Gentlemen, how you doing? Look great out there.
Hey, all thank you.
Are you watching on YouTube also?
Commenting.
Hey, man, I think YouTube's better than the other options out there.
Well, turn on your radio, too, so we can get your ratings. Thank you.
Hey, as far as last game goes, look, you know when Rob's finally coming around on Lamar, you know, it's hitting a turn. And I know it seems obvious, okay, blame Lamar for the struggles, but look, and I think you alluded to this a little bit earlier, okay, 0-7. Guys, for me, the decision-making needs to be better, all right? And I'm tired of I know he's a dual-threat quarterback. I know he's incredibly athletically gifted. But at the same time, he has to acknowledge that athleticism has come down a little bit, okay? And you got to use your brain a little bit more, all right? And we talk about great quarterbacks, right? Aaron Rodgers had his night. They said he turned back the clock a couple years last night. How did he turn back the clock a couple years? Because he outstudied the other team. That's what he did. He told people last game in the last press conference last week. He's like, people better be there in those meetings. They better be taking notes. They better not be running left when I tell them to go right. And they talked about how Aaron Rodgers took over the game. I don't think Lamar Jackson is ready to take that step yet. And is coaching complicit in it? Absolutely. I feel like Harbaugh.
Well, he's taken over plenty of games in the past. I mean, you're going to acknowledge that, right? I mean,
No. I mean, athletically, sure.
Well, no, but he's more than athletically.
Like you said,
he threw 40 touchdown passes last year.
I get that, but like you said.
Chris, let me stop you. Chris, let me stop you for a second, though. Again, if you're talking about yesterday, Aaron Rodgers took over a game. A year ago, Lamar Jackson had the fourth best passer rating of all time. That's not athleticism. You have to acknowledge he's taken over games in the past, don't you?
He has, but what do great quarterbacks do when... Okay, so if you want to go back to last year, right? So less tape, more tape now. Do you think defenses now have more time to scheme against Lamar?
But he's... And I'm not cutting you off, but we have to step out. Okay. He's not the same guy he was a year ago. It's obvious that he's physically not the same guy.
Are we back to the league has figured out Lamar? Are we playing that card?
Don't get me wrong. I think Lamar's processing slow this year.
He's in the worst funk of his career. Yes. No one's disputing that. In the worst funk of his career. Yeah. It's also a garbage offensive line.
Yes. Yeah.
Bateman is a nothing burger this year. They paid the wrong tight end. They're going to regret that. They paid a running back again who they didn't have to pay again, coming off a 2,000-yard season in his 30s, and that's diminishing returns. There's a lot. He throws jump balls to Zay Flowers.
That's
and that's their offense.
Yeah.
Like, and he physically right now, I don't think can totally put them on his back. And I think mentally he's not where he needs to be either. And I don't think there's anyone on that team right now capable of lifting him back up. In fact, I think there's a lot of people on that roster, like Bateman, like Hopkins, who'd rather be elsewhere.
410-583-1057. More of your calls next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.